Our garden at the moment has a wonderful patch of knapweed. And I love listening to the loud hum of the bees gathering nectar. We have a regular goldfinch who comes and takes the seeds. And just a couple of weeks ago, we saw the first brown argus of the year settling on it. Well, if you look at Matthew chapter 13, you'll see that there are three agricultural parables placed in a sequence, all with the explanations separated slightly from the parables. There's the parable of the sower, it was the reading last week. There's this week the parable of the weeds, and then there's the parable of the mustard seed. Well, this parable of the weeds is a little bit more sinister than our garden. Just imagine for a moment the hard-working farmer who has prepared his field. He's ploughed it or dug it over. He's removed the stones. He's added manure. And then he's sown his crop, not just with any old seed, but notice in the parable, it's with good seed. And then at night, or perhaps at siesta time, when the farmer's workers were having that well-deserved snooze, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And of course it would be some time before that deed was known. The wheat and the weeds would grow up together. And indeed the farmer gave instructions that the weeds shouldn't be removed in case it damaged the wheat crop. His plan was clear. Let the reapers select the weeds, bundle them up and destroy them, and the wheat would be gathered into the barn. Jesus then explains the parable to the disciples. The man who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. That phrase is one that Jesus uses of himself through Matthew's gospel. And later on, he asks his disciples about the identity of the Son of Man. We'll get that reading in August. Jesus is saying this: I am sowing the good seed in this world, preaching the good news of God's, or God's salvation, and healing the sick. And this seed gives growth. My followers are the fruit of this sowing. And of course, the contrast is with the seeds, or rather the weeds, sown by the devil. The weeds themselves are identified as the sons of the evil one. Well, what is Jesus trying to explain? First, why are there evil people in this world? There's clearly a spiritual battle taking place. And second, that while some respond to the good news, there's also an active strategy to counteract God's plan. In this parable, Jesus is looking ahead to the end of the age. A phrase, which of course we note forms part of Jesus' very last bit of teaching at the very end of Matthew's gospel. We had it last month. There will be a harvest. And just as the weeds were bundled up and burnt, so will all causes of sin and all lawbreakers be thrown into the fiery furnace. It's terribly dramatic language. Just want to step back for a moment. This series of parables, these agricultural parables in chapter 13, are really important. Jesus asked the question, it's not actually in the reading, but it comes later on in chapter 13. He turns and says, have you understood all these things? And the disciples say to him, yes. Well, actually, when we get to this point in Matthew's gospel, we should be asking ourselves, have we understood everything that's gone on so far? The reason for that is, if you actually read Matthew's gospel through, you'll see there's a break right at the end of chapter 13. This section is closing part one, and then we move into part two. It's a bit like a sort of hinge or the spine of a book. You see, what Jesus is doing is preparing us for the next section as he turns his face to Jerusalem for his entry into the city, for his arrest, for his trial, for his crucifixion, and for his resurrection. Just think what's been happening in this run-up to chapter 13. The promised Messiah has been born. A group to work with, to listen to be taught by the Messiah has been selected. The gospel has been proclaimed. People have been healed. Crowds have been flocking to hear Jesus. They've heard God's plan for the world through Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. And yet we are now being prepared for this shift towards Jerusalem. How, in the midst of all this expectation of a Messiah, all this excitement, look what's happening, look what God is doing. How are we going to understand such hostile opposition to the gospel? How do we make sense of it? There is an active spiritual battle taking place. The devil wants to thwart God's plan of salvation for the world. We saw it in Herod's brutal massacre of the innocents at the start of Matthew's gospel. And soon we're going to see a member of Jesus' close circle, spiritual leaders in the community, those holding high office, all of them acting in a way that opposes and seeks to overturn Jesus' mission and ministry. This parable makes us think about the place of evil in the world. And remember that Jesus explains this parable in terms of the world. He actually says, the field is the world. There are those who wish to oppose the Christian gospel. There are those who do not want there to be peace in this world. There are those who seek confrontation in an active way. As Christian people, we need to be alert. At a local level, we may feel that God is at work shaping our Christian community and using each one of us to spread the good news of Jesus within the parish and wider. But again, the parable reminds us to be alert. The evil one will seek to sow the weeds, to corrupt, to damage the work of building the kingdom in this place. As Christians, we need to be on the lookout for those weeds that are being sown to disrupt God's kingdom. Perhaps it's things like introducing ideas that can be so divisive. I was very struck this week in one of my Bible readings from the very end of Romans 16. And it so resonated with this parable. Let me just read these closing verses. of Romans to you. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice with you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As a church, as a group of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to look to the very end of Jesus' explanation of this parable of the weeds. Jesus tells us, at the end, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Those who have a relationship with Jesus, those who have been made right with God through Jesus' death on the cross, will form part of God's everlasting kingdom. He who has ears, let him hear. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you for this promise that the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Keep us alert, encourage us, let us support one another so that your kingdom might be built in this place. We pray this in your precious name.